Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
On the way to the top floor, I ain't selling out though, but I'm on the way. Got a lot of real, must motivate. Hold all the moves, I'ma put in play. On the way, motivation for all the real ones. On the way, on the way to the big check. You ain't know I'm up next, but I'm on the way. You ain't take risks, cause you too afraid. I'ma just eat till I'm overweight. On the way, on the way.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode. And before we start this episode, I want to encourage all our listeners to please subscribe and rate our channel. We definitely appreciate that. Also, feel free to give us feedback. Like I said, all three of those things, we definitely appreciate it. I just want to start the show off and letting you guys know. And here's another episode. I hope you all enjoy it.
What's up, y'all? This episode is sponsored by Park Hill Consulting Services. If you are interested in learning how to purchase your first investment property, or you need some help getting your finances in order so that you can purchase your first investment property, just contact us at www.parkhillconsultantservices.com and we can get you started. We hope you guys enjoy the rest of this episode. What's up, you guys? This is another episode of the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. My name is Sienna Kent. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Xavier Miller.
What's up, y'all? What's up? Welcome to another episode. We glad y'all back tuned in to another episode.
So today is going to be a special episode. It's going to be me and Xavier on this episode, but we got a lot of game to give out for y'all. We're going to talk about, 2020 is right around the corner and how you can maximize it and a lot of other good stuff. So let's go ahead and get started.
But before we start, we want to say, this episode, this brings our 1 year anniversary of the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. This time last year, we dropped the first episode. And it's crazy, and we super proud of this. For those who don't know, we created this podcast just pretty much on the whim, kind of. It wasn't really planned. Me and Deanna was sitting around this time last year. It was a lot of things going on. And these is the conversations we have on the podcast is conversations we have every day in our daily life. So one day we was having these conversations, and we were just like, let's record it. Mm-hmm. Let's just, saying, give people a chance to be in a fly on the wall. So then after that, we recorded it, dropped it, and it's just been continuing weekly. We've been continuously dropping new episodes, and it's amazing to see how much growth has been only within a year. And we just want to say we super, super appreciative of all you guys that tune in every week and listen to every episode, give us feedback, let us know certain things about it. Without y'all, this wouldn't even be as big as it is, and we just want to say we appreciate everybody that tune in every week to listen to it, because it's super dope, and we got so many, many, many more things to come, and we just grateful to have y'all along the ride with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same here, we really appreciate y'all. Like you said, none of this would be possible without y'all, and we hope next year, we can continue being successful and giving y'all a lot of great content.
Most importantly, a lot of information, that you guys can use in y'all life to boss up y'all lives, because we at important times right now, and we just trying to make it as beneficial to you guys that's listening, as well as to us as well. But with that being said, we want to say, like Deanna said, this episode is about, how to have a great 2020. We're going into a new decade now, the world is without trying to scare people, the world is changing pretty fast as we know it, as people once known it. So we gonna talk about how to have a great 2020. And like I said, but before that, we wanna talk about I'm trying to figure out how can I say this. We wanna talk about just pretty the next decade as a whole. In my opinion, I believe this next 10 years is one of the most crucial, important 10 years of human history. And the reason I believe that, in history, there comes a time, there's inventions that come out every, once in a while that change the world. You had things like the telephone that changed everything. Cars, putting the engine instead of, you know, saying people on horses and stuff, changed everything. You got the compass, you got the light bulb, you got the computer, and you got the internet. And with this next phase, or I feel like, in my opinion, what I feel like will be the next thing that changes everything. But I want to, I don't want to scare people, you know what I mean? But I want to say it changes everything, but it's going to change a lot of things. And pretty much, I believe it will touch every industry. And that is artificial intelligence. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are already familiar with artificial intelligence. But for those who are not, artificial intelligence is just a simulation of human intelligence. It's like processes just ran by machines, usually through computer systems. And for those that's like, okay, what that mean? A lot of y'all, like I said, y'all are already familiar with it, with doing everyday things. We got Siri now. Siri, that is the example of artificial intelligence. Instead of, you could just say, hey, Siri, I need to do this. Put this reminder in my phone. Put this in my notes. That's a form of artificial intelligence. You got Tesla with cars. That's a form of artificial intelligence. Netflix, when they recommend stuff based on your likes and reactions, that's a form of artificial intelligence. Pandora does the same thing with music. You got drones. Then you got Amazon with the Echo. You know, you could schedule appointments. That thing could read you books. It could do your thermostat and all that. Like, all those simple things that we use today already, they are all forms of artificial intelligence. But this next phase is going to, like I said earlier, it's going to translate into almost every industry. And with things like that happening, it's going to create opportunity, but it's going to take away a lot of jobs, because there is going to be a lot of need that isn't there anymore, because they have these robots or artificial intelligence ran things doing it instead. That's why there are articles that have been coming out recently, and they say by 2000, I don't know how true this will be, but they say statistically they were saying by 2053, the median wealth of Black Americans will be zero. And a big part of that is due to artificial intelligence. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel like it was a must that we touch on this. Because like I said, we're going to a new decade. And I believe this next decade will be one of the most important decades in human history. Because a lot by 2030, a lot will be different. A lot of opportunities and a lot of opportunities will be gone. So with that being said, I just want to say, over this next decade, I want to get like very, very serious for a moment, and I hope this like touched some people, and some people, you know what I'm saying, take serious what I'm saying. Over this next decade, we're really gonna have to, you know what I'm saying, get serious about what we're doing and focus on what we're doing, because your whole life, you know what I'm saying, your whole life could be different. You could lose, if you don't take advantage of this time you got now, by the time this artificial stuff really kick in, it's not gonna be no. It may not, I could be wrong, but it may not be as much of opportunity out here, you know what I mean? It may not be as much jobs. So if you BSing right now, you know what I'm saying, just taking life lightly, not taking things serious, not being strategic out here, you know, playing around, ain't no telling where you'll be in 2030. You know, a lot of our listeners are young, 20s, 18, some in their 30s. We're all still relatively very young. You know what I'm saying? We may think we got our whole lives ahead of us, which we do, but in a blink of an eye, in 10 years is kind of like a blink of an eye, things can change. So I just wanted to, I'm pretty much begging everybody that's listening to this episode, take life serious, man. We got to like get on our shit, because ain't no telling where this next decade go take us. And if you're not in a position, you know, if you're not in a position to where you financially doing well for yourself, you might be fucked out here. And that's me not even trying to scare people. You know, they got things talking about like universal basic income. And I'm not going to go too deep into that. If you don't know what that is, I would advise everybody do their research. But that's not a situation that I don't want to receive that. And you know what I'm saying? I would hope other people feel the same way. We all want to be in control of our destiny. We don't want anything given to us and stuff like that. So I'm just advising everybody to take it very serious. Make sure we're being strategic about what we're doing, being very strategic about the debts you take on. Because the thing with artificial intelligence, a lot of these degrees that people's going to school for, already right now, a lot of these degrees are irrelevant. But over this next decade, it's going to get much worse. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these degrees is going to be completely wiped out, no use. But the thing is, people still going to be going to school and going to debt for it. And then when you got all this debt, can't get a job, and you in this world where, you know what I'm saying, everything is ran by artificial intelligence, it's going to make it hard for you out here. So be very strategic with the debt that you take on. Now, going to this next decade, I want people, everybody that's listening, especially if you're young, you in college, or you getting ready to go, whatever it is, be very, 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 I can't say enough, be strategic about the debt you take on. And that's just not with school. That's with life, period, you know what I'm saying, with any assets you want to purchase a home. Be very strategic, because like I keep saying, life could change, as you know, ain't no telling, you know what I'm saying, what setback those things could put you in.
Yeah, and like how you said, no job or industry is safe, because what I seen video, you know, like when I was 16, my first job ever was a pizza maker, and I did that for 3 years. And I seen a video now where they literally have machines and artificial intelligence making pizzas now. And as small of a job as that is, they found a way to add AI into that and replace that. So just imagine, when looking at it from an owner perspective, when they're faced with, do I want to hire an employee who I gotta, you know, offer certain benefits to, and, you know, work with their schedule and this, that, and the third, or do I want to just put the money into this investment and getting this artificial intelligence where I don't have to worry about you being on time, exactly, or, you know, messing up an order or anything like that, because they're already programmed to do your job perfectly to the T. Exactly. So just think of it from that perspective. So always do your research and be looking ahead, but things are changing and nobody is, you know, exempt.
Exempt, right. And we don't want to make it sound all scary, because like you guys know, anybody that knows, with something new, that also brings a lot of new opportunity. So when artificial intelligence is all the way here, literally in every industry, everywhere you look, there'll be a lot of opportunity as well. But at the same time, it's going to take away a lot from a lot of people. But primarily, it's going to be the people that is not of use. So at the end of the day, what I'm really saying is, become of value, so that when this is in every single industry, you still worth something. Because if you have no value, you might be worthless now, but you will be completely worthless then, you know what I mean? So the thing is, what I'm really trying to stress here is, become a value, up your skill set, you know what I'm saying? Learn different things, learn how to code, be steadily reading, steadily going out the information, because if you got the information, it don't matter what comes along, you'll still be valuable out here. So that's the most important thing we want to get across, because like I keep saying, and I could be wrong on this, but I wholeheartedly believe that this next 10 years is going to be one of the most important decades of human history. I feel like life, a lot of portions of life will be completely different in 2030 compared to what it is right now in 2019.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, you already know, kind of black people, we usually the last ones to catch the wave with a lot of stuff that happens in today's world. So just start doing your research, start looking ahead, planning ahead. And, you know, around this age, you know, a lot of us are, you know, having kids, starting families. Like, don't be so stuck on taking a traditional route of college and stuff like that. Start teaching your kids how to get into learning how to code and getting into learning more about the tech industry and things like that. Skill sets like that is going to benefit them in the long run when they become of age and start getting ready to, you know, begin a career and look for a job and things like that.
At the end of the day, it all comes down to being a long-term thinker. We must, in this life we live, we must be long-term thinkers. We can't have that. I know it's for some people, it's a cool thing to be like, YOLO, you only live once, which is true. But you're not going, you know what I'm saying? Most people don't die young. That's just the reality. Most people live to see a lengthy life. So you have to take on that mentality as if, I'm going to be here for a long time. And not only that, I'm going to have kids, I'm going to have grandkids, then they're going to have to be here a long time. So don't let me be selfish and just think of me and my lifetime. Let me think of my kids and my grandkids, because most likely you're going to be here to see your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be a long-term thinker, because long-term thinkers always win at the end of the day. Well, most of the time they win, because you constantly delaying instant gratification, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of rewards that come with that when you consistently delay instant gratification, but you're doing productive things. Over a while, like that compound interest, it's going to kick in where you're going to be getting those rewards tenfold. So we just want to advise everybody to be a long-term thinker, especially going to this next decade. Don't let these impulses and what's the term I'm looking for? Pretty much, just don't do things reactionary. Make sure you thinking and you be in control. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But next, what we really want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Because 2020, literally right around the corner, and celebration of our 1 year anniversary, we want to talk about pretty much how to have a good 2020 and how, like, literally your life could change in 1 year. Mm-hmm. But first, let's talk about how to have a great 2020. And like I kind of said earlier, like the first thing I put down, I said, get serious about your money. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But let's say before that, because we don't want to make everything about money. But before that, I would say get serious about your health and get serious about your dietary habits as well. You know what I'm saying? That's something to take very serious, because without your health, money don't mean shit. So first and foremost, let me say that. For those that's not, you know what I'm saying, that's not in the gym, that's not working out, that's eating bad all the time, first and foremost, get serious about your health, man. That's the most important thing in the world. You know, the everything in the world don't mean nothing if you can't enjoy it. So get serious about, you know what I'm saying, like I said, working out, you know, all that kind of stuff. Get very serious about that. But back into the money, you know what I'm saying, this is the Millionaire Mindset podcast. Get very, very serious about your money going into this new year. I know a lot of people hold stuff off, especially young people. You know, we say, oh, man, you know, I say, I got the rest of my life to get my money up and take my money serious. But the earlier you start, as you know, the earlier you start, the better it is. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, imagine if you waited. I'm talking to Deanna for those that's listening. Imagine if you waited and instead of saying, I'm going to join the military at 18 and try to boss my life up, I'm going to wait until I'm 22, 23 until I have my fun. Like, what would you be right now?
Definitely not in the position I'm in right now. I know I'd probably be caught up in doing a lot of the things that most 23-year-olds are doing, as far as living life fast, partying, not thinking ahead. So it all boils down to the decisions you make. And like Xavier said, just starting young, mm-hmm. having that long-term vision.
Yep. And the first tip we want to say, just for those who haven't done it, I would say make a savings plan, or just going over a financial budget. You know what I'm saying? And if that's something that you don't know how to do, you can reach out to us. We can send you budget sheets, you know, saving plan, all that. We can send you stuff like that. But that's the first thing you should be doing or have already done. If you really want to have a great 2020, like I said on Twitter the other day, I said, if you want to have a great 2020, you can't wait until January 1st to start doing shit. It don't work like that. Like, momentum is really a real thing. You know what I'm saying? Just like anything else, you got to build that momentum up. You know what I'm saying? Get those strides, build those habits up. So when 2020 hit, that first day of the year hit, you already in a groove. You running like a well-oiled machine for real. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just doing bullshit, got bad habits, like, when January 1st hit, you're going to be like, damn. There's no momentum there, you know what I'm saying? So even if you do start, it's like, how long is it gonna last? You know how it go. Everybody got their New Year's resolutions. By the middle of the month, you back to your bullshit from 2019.
Bad habits die hard.
Exactly.
They're not gonna just change overnight. That's why you gotta be consistent. You know, they say, what, it's like 60 days, 61 days.
61 days, they say.
To build like a real habit of mm-hmm. doing something. So you know, I know we all looking forward to the new year, new me, new resolutions type, all that stuff. But just go into it and just focus. Stay focused. Keep going at it every single day. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged when, you know, you mess up a day or two. Mm-hmm. Just keep trying and keep going at it. And, you know, eventually you're going to build those habits to where this is, you know, your norm, your everyday norm of, you know, going hard and being consistent.
Facts. That's super important. And just going back to the savings plan, that's something basic that anybody could do. First of all, you gotta recognize what your goal is. If your goal for 2020, you know what I'm saying, understand how much money you make or how much money you're going to be making. You know what I'm saying? And just say, it's a prime example, you could say, I want to save $20,000 next year. So you could just break that $20,000 into each, it's 12 months. So you just break that down to 12 months. Now you got a monthly goal. You know what I'm saying? Then you could break that down to weeks. Now, excuse me, now you got a weekly goal. So that's just something, a small tip that you could do, just having that savings plan. Make sure you're writing this shit down. I ain't talking about just having it in your head saying, nah, because like they say, until you write things down, they really not going, you know what I'm saying, become, mm-hmm. it's like a weird phenomenon when you write things down, they tend to become true because you hold yourself accountable. I mean, if you wrote it down somewhere where you could see it, you're seeing it every day. So now you're putting your actions towards it. I want to advise everybody to make sure you write your goals down.
Write your goals down, but also do some reflection.
Yeah, I'm glad you.
Because that's like kind of what I'm doing for next year. I have my goals written down, but a major part of that is reflecting.
Reflecting, yep.
Reflecting back on what did you do well, what did you do wrong, what areas can you improve in. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to definitely take a deep dive and kind of make looking at it from like a money standpoint. Even though you set in these financial goals, it kind of boils down to your spending habits. Where are you lacking at in certain areas? What areas can you improve in? So you got to reflect and look at like all those different things before you can actually obtain or achieve those goals you're looking to achieve.
That's facts. And like something that, just a little tip, like something that me and Deanna, we have on our calendar is every Wednesday we go through our finances. So that's just a tip that you guys could do as well. Like, it don't have to be Wednesday, but you know, once a week. Because if you're serious about your goals, you're not going to only look at it once a month. You know what I mean? You're going to make sure you own it, because every day you could be spending money. So you don't want to just look at, okay, let me go over my budget once a month. Because there's so much time in between that last month where you could be, you know what I'm saying, missing some things or not correcting some things. So every week, you could just take a time, like Deanna said, to reflect and go back and see where can you improve on, you know what I'm saying? Or what did you do good this week that you could continue to implement and do good next week? What did you go bad this week? And you could do that every single week. And it might take 10 minutes, it might take 20, it might take 30. But everybody could set out some time to do that. And if you say you can't, I don't really believe you. Everybody could set out time. Everybody could set out time for their goals. And that's something that I would definitely, like I said, that's another thing I would advise everybody to do. Take some time weekly to go through your financial goals. You know what I'm saying? See where I'm at. See, did you pass that spending goal, that spending budget you had for the week? Or see if you went under it. That's something that you got to go through every week.
And I think a lot of people are afraid of doing that, because once you do that, you realize a lot of it is your fault. A lot of it boils down to you and the decisions you're making. Because, you know, a lot of people like to blame their problems on not making enough money, making it an income problem. But in reality, it's a spending problem. And when you start doing that and taking that accountability, you're going to see you could get a lot further ahead if you just make a few small changes. It ain't got to be nothing drastic, but it could be not buying lunch every single day or, you know, cutting back on the certain subscriptions you got. It's all, you know, it all just takes time, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts, man. And something else we want to touch on going into 2020 to have a great 2020 is stop lending / wasting money. Now, I know a lot of people, it may be hard for y'all because y'all probably got family members or people that reach out to y'all for money all the time. You may necessarily feel like, you know, this is your duty or you got to do, but at the end of the day, you got goals and you got responsibilities to oblige by, and you just lending people money all the time, it's not beneficial to you. Because let's be real for a second. Most of the time, when we lend money to people, it's usually not for anything that's going to give you any kind of return. And most of the time, it's not even money you going to even get back. Just being real, you know what I'm saying? You kind of have that in mind when you're giving away, like, you know, I probably ain't gonna get this money back, but I ain't gonna trip. But we gotta learn how to say no. That's especially within the Black community. That's something we really have to learn, to just say no. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's okay with saying no, because you gotta look at it this way. Helping somebody all the time is really not helping someone. Because every time they go down bad or fall down, they're just gonna reach their hand out to you. And how is that really helping them if you give it to them every single time? Sometimes the best way to learn something is to actually go through it. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you learn from it that way, because you actually go through it. You figured out how to do it. You know what I'm saying? How to get your money right, how to do that. So now you really learn, as opposed to to just giving it every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even just at a basic level. Like, teaching children, you don't teach children by doing for them every time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's not how you teach a child. You teach a child by letting them fall down, letting them figure it out. Now they become important and they not dependent no more because they know they can do for themselves. Because the whole goal, the whole point of a parent is to make their child be, make their child independent. That's like the whole point of a parent because you're not always going to be here. Mm-hmm. So your goal with your child is to be, make him independent, so to get to the point where he can fully function on his own, get out here in life and do for himself. And it's the same thing. I'm not saying those people that ask you for money are children. I'm just saying it's the same thing.
Same mentality.
It's the same mentality behind it. Like, you can't, now you got somebody, you got some people that they might just be in fucked up situations where it's like, oh yeah, and you know they're a good person. You know they're gonna get the, you know they're gonna get on their feet like it ain't nothing. All right, cool, I got you. But though it's some people out here that intentionally fuck up, and they know, but they know in the back of their mind, I know so and so gonna hit me back. I know Deanna gonna give me $500 if I need it. I know Xavier gonna hit me with this bread if I need it. And that's the people that you gotta learn to say no to and say nah. Mm-hmm. You gotta learn from your bullshit.
No matter who it is, no matter who it is, how bad they cry and hurt, how bad the story is, you gotta say no, because you gotta put yourself first, and you don't want to be an enabler. You don't want to make it a habit to where they always come to you, and eventually it ain't gonna do nothing but drain you dry.
Drain you dry. It's drain the well. Yep, that's real.
Or
that's
kill the relationship.
Right, but if you gotta understand, some people, they can't understand why you can't loan them money all the time, and that's a relationship killer for them. Them people that you should be happy is out of your life. You know what I'm saying? Because you not here. You on earth to take care of you. Or if your children, or if you got a family, you on, that's who your priorities really lie to. You know what I mean? Your immediate family. But outside of that, you know what I'm saying? You not responsible for anyone but yourself, for real. And but something else we want to talk about, just outside of lending people money, another thing is just wasting money, period. Like, you know what I'm saying, going to this new year, like I keep saying, how I expressed earlier, how I think this decade will be one of the most important decades. With that being said, you got to treat every dollar like it's an employee. I think that's what Robert Kiyosaki used to say. He say you got to look at each dollar you got as an employee. So if you got $100, you got 100 employees. If you got $10,000, you got 10,000 employees. And the goal for that money should be to put that money to work so it can bring you back more employees, not to waste that money where you're losing employees. Because if you ain't got no employees, how you going to scale? It's the same thing with money. If you ain't got no money, how you going to scale? If you ain't got no employees in the business, how you going to scale? So that's why you got to take the money, a.k.a. your employees, very seriously from the jump. You know what I'm saying? You look at wasting money as an insult, as a setback. That's how you should look. That's how serious you should take your money. When you waste money, you should be mad as hell. Like, damn, because this potentially could be something else. That $100 I wasted, that could potentially be $1,000 if I put it into the stock market. If I put it into somebody else's deal. If I put that into somebody else's business. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you should look at money. Take it seriously from the jump, from day one.
Mm-hmm. And something I want to bring up, but moving into 2020, I think we all need to stop this habit of living check to check, too. It's time to really start saving. Like, pretty much everything we've been talking about. Start saving, quit with all the terrible spending, and just taking control of your money, making better financial decisions. Because, what we've been saying from the start, things is changing, times is changing, and we don't know where it's going to lead us. So let's be prepared for the worst so we don't, you know, be out here pretty much getting left behind when things start changing for the worst, for the better.
And this is the thing. This is what I want people to understand. Right now, it's maybe the easiest time in history to gain financial stability. I don't want to say, because we know everybody not going to be wealthy. But everybody could be financially stable, though, to the point where they're not living check to check. They don't have to ask people for money. This is, in my opinion, I wholeheartedly believe this is the easiest time in history to be financially stable. And it's definitely the easiest time to become financially independent. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, if you can't do it in this period, right now, 2019, to, you know what I'm saying? If you can't, become financially stable right now, I'm sorry, but it's you most likely will never be able to. Because as the, like I said, as the world changes, a lot of opportunities are going to leave. A lot of these opportunities right now, people take it for granted because we're so used to it. But these opportunities are not always going to be here. If you can't take advantage of them right now, you ain't going to be able to take advantage of nothing. So you always going to be in this predicament probably. So that's how you got to look at it, man. Like Deanna said, like just pretty much piggybacking on what you said. But another thing I said I want to talk about, but you said it earlier, is take a time to reflect. But that's really just not about money. That's about you as a person, period. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in the beginning of the show, more important than money is just really being, you know what I'm saying, healthy, good spiritually, just being a good person. That's the most important thing. Fuck all the money. Because if you ain't got those characters, then you don't want to say those characters traits where you got good health, you a good person, you know, shit like that. Fuck you. I don't care how much money you got. You don't really mean nothing to me because that's more. Why we here is to help each other. That's what I believe. And I ain't going to go too deep into all that, you know what I'm saying? Kumbaya shit. But at the end of the day, I believe humans, we all here at the end of the day to help each other. So most importantly, you need to have those traits more than anything. So that's why you got to take time to reflect. You know what I'm saying? Check in on yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Like, man, how I'm doing? Just take a break from things. Get away from everything for a minute. Sit down somewhere for an hour and just think. Mm-hmm. Not about the bullshit. Let go of the bullshit and just think like, damn, what am I doing right now? If the stuff I'm letting upset me, is it worth me being upset? You know what I'm saying? What kind of person am I being right now? What kind of person I want to be? Am I striving? Am I doing things to be that person? So definitely just in this new year, if you're not doing this already, take time to reflect. And that's something that you could do weekly or even daily. You know what I'm saying? At the end of every day, just think to yourself. Sit somewhere quiet and think to yourself, like, man, am I manifesting what I want to manifest? Am I being the person I want to be?
And take some time, well, not and take some time, but really focus on being happy. Being happy and being grateful for everything that you got in life. Even if you're not where you want to be, you're going to get there someday. It's going to happen eventually if you believe it and you work towards it. But for the meantime, you just got to genuinely learn how to be happy and be content with your situation and the people around you and in your life, and just focus on being a good person, like Xavier said. Good things will come to you.
Good things will come to you. Yo. Be happy. Happiness is the most important thing. You know, man. And something else I had that I wanted to speak on was just being focused, cutting off distractions. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what separates the people that's living how they want, and it separates from the people that's living the life that's not living how they want, basically. Is being able to be focused over an extended period of time and just cutting off all those distractions. I feel like what a lot of us, we got to understand is, and we got to stop having the mentality of trying to bring everybody along with us, because at the end of the day, like I said before, everybody ain't going to make it. And not only that, everybody don't want to make it. Yeah. So you got to stop trying to force people to come along with you, because they just going to be a distraction, whether that's a relationship, friendship, or anything. If you got goals that you're trying to accomplish, that you set on, and people are literally taking you away from those goals, meaning like taking away time that you could be putting forward to those goals, those are the people you're going to have to let go. And as harsh as that may sound, if you really want to get to your goals, that's something that you're going to have to do. If they love you and they really want you to reach those goals, they're going to be making sure they're being productive to you so you could get to those goals you want to get to, not take away from you. Like I said, that could apply to a relationship, anything. If you're in a relationship and you got a goal, and you know for you to get to your goal, you're going to have to put this many hours in every day, whether it's work, anything. But you got a boyfriend that's like, nah, why you doing this? Nah, you working too much. I'm sorry, but you more than likely, if you really want to get to that goal, you're going to have to let him go.
If you don't let him go,
you more than likely will never get to that goal, because he's going to take away so much time. And vice versa, if you got a girlfriend, it's the same thing. And she's like, you know, you gone too much. She accusing you of cheating and all kinds of bullshit. We know what kind of bullshit people go through. You're going to have to build the courage up and build the balls up, as they say, to let her go. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, as we all know, it's, what, 7 billion people in the world, 8 billion people in the world? Just because that person that you specifically with not fit into your goals don't mean that it's somebody out here that's not. Yeah. It's somebody out here that will be help, that will be glad to help you and be beneficial to where you're going. So you got to keep the abundance mentality, where you know it's more than a month, more than enough out here. If this one person you with not being beneficial, don't be so scared when you hanging on to them and scared that somebody else might get them. I know a lot of dudes, they be scared. They don't be wanting to be in a relationship, but they be scared to let that girl go because they in their mind, they be scared that somebody else gonna smash her. Mm-hmm. But which is lame, because if you know she ain't right for you, fuck who smashed her, that don't matter. You trying to get somewhere. So forget, lose that mindset. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing for girls or whoever. You gotta, once you got somewhere you trying to be in mind, you gotta be willing to cut off. I ain't talking about sacrificing people, because you got good people in your life that's beneficial to where you're going. I'm talking about the people that's not beneficial to where you're trying to go. You got to cut them the fuck off with no remorse. Mm-hmm. And if they ever come back on where they on board and they beneficial to where you're going, be glad to, you know what I'm saying, to let them back on board to mess with them. But if not, you got to be relentless with trying to get to where you're going. Willing to just let people go, knowing like, hey, I got somewhere I'm trying to get to, and you're not about to be the one to hold me the fuck back. Because I'm not going to be the one, when I'm 70, 80 years old, on my deathbed, with regrets and sayings of what if could have happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's that's the main thing I want to touch on. Just being focused. And a thing that could keep you focused is having good habits, building good habits. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing. If you ain't got good habits, you ain't got nothing for real. And something that could help you build good habits, they got things like habit trackers, where it's like, it'll show like every day of the week, and it'll be like, did you drink coffee or something? Did you read a book? Did you listen to a podcast? Did you work out? And you would check it every day. Did I do those things? And that's something that you could start off if you're trying to build those habits. And if that's something you need, we also have those, so you can feel free to reach out to us, and we have the habit trackers now. It took us time to make them, but they $10, because it took us time to make it. So it's only $10. If you ain't serious about building your habits, but you don't want to spend $10, then that's on you. But I'm just saying that's just a simple thing that you could use to make sure your habits in the right place. And like I said, we got the template if people want that. But getting back off that, like I said, if you ain't got good habits, you ain't got shit. You ain't gonna get to the place you want to go. As simple as that. The habits either make you or break you, as y'all already know. And something else that I want to touch on is make sure you creating, going into this new year, you creating and controlling your environments. You know what I'm saying? Just not ending up in places where you ain't got no business at. You're around negative people. You know what I'm saying? You just like, you want to be in control of the people you're around. You know what I'm saying? Getting around good people. That's productive to where you want to go. That's spreading good vibes, good energy. They uplifting you. They giving you good information. Make sure you in control of these environments. Now, we know some people got 9-to-5s where they can't control where they at in that 9-to-5, but you can control where you going to be mentally. You control where, how you going to let things affect you. You know what I'm saying? And when you get out of that job, make sure you control where you controlling the rest of that time when you out of that job.
Exactly.
It's for real, like, because that's another thing that's going, that can make you or break you. You know what I'm saying? Those environments where I don't want to say you outside of your job, but just those environments, period. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, people are just products of their environment. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure you in the right environments where it's people that's building, like I said, uplifting you and all those things.
You a product of the people you hang around with. So if the people you hanging around ain't doing nothing, ain't got no goals, no ambitions, they don't understand where you're trying to go, then you need to find you some new people to be around. So people that's going to help push you and motivate you and keep you on track to accomplishing all of your goals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And part of that is creating new friendships. And I know some people may have new connections. So some people may say, damn, well, how do I, because that's some people I ask a lot. They be like, how do I meet new people, get new connections? And the easiest way I say is just to get out. go places that you ain't never been to meet. You know what I'm saying? You gonna go places you never been to meet people you ain't never met before. That's the shit you gotta do. You can't be going around hanging out in the same spots all the time expecting new people.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, what is this kind of mentality that people think it's cool to be antisocial? And
yeah,
all
I don't know where the fuck this came from.
Not.
That ain't
like,
cool.
It's not cool at all. And it's like, just be open to talking to some people you would like never really see yourself talking to. Like, if they older, younger, different race, all of that. Just spark a conversation. Just see what they about. Like, you know, me and Xavier find ourselves in situations all the time where it'd be some people you would probably never expect us to be hanging out with, but facts. Here we are, talking, having conversation, and learning some new stuff from.
Facts. And like you said, this anti-social shit where it's like glorified these days, that's some fucking loser shit and a loser mentality. But, and I want y'all to understand, it's a difference between being antisocial and being an introvert. Like, those are not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say I'm a complete introvert, but I got introvert ways where I like to really be by myself a lot. You know what I'm saying? If I'm out, I don't really like sometimes I can get periods where I don't really like talking that much. That may be surprising to y'all. If y'all just know me from the podcast, y'all like, this nigga talk all day. But in person, a lot of times I don't really be saying much. But the thing is, when I'm in environments where it's our people and I'm networking, politicking with people, social environments, I'm not being antisocial and weird to people. You know what I'm saying? I'm going around the room. If you ever been with me in a networking environment, you know I'll be going around the room talking to everybody. Hello, how you doing? Nice to meet you. I'm Xavier. What's your name? Just getting to know people. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be an introvert and be that person. Because when you get outside that environment, if you know anything about introverts, they could do that for periods of time. Then it's like, damn, I'm tired now. Now when I go back home, I ain't saying shit for the rest of the day because my energy is pretty much gone. So you could be like, I just want to say that for the people that's like, they think an introvert is being like antisocial, and it was not the same thing. Like, the antisocial shit is whack. We humans, we supposed to engage. We here to engage with one another. We not here to be like, oh, I don't fuck with nobody. I got no friends. Like, what kind of shit is that? That's probably why you sad and depressed. You ain't got nobody that you could go to and go talk to. So lose that's a weak mentality. Just pretty much lose that weak mindset.
Mentality. Mm-hmm. Just have like some intention behind your networking and being social. Just look at it from that viewpoint. You ain't got to look at it as, oh, I'm trying to make friends and da
right,
da da. No,
right.
You're trying to build connections that could benefit you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't go into it as, oh, I'm just trying. And don't be fake about it. Like, don't be like with some ulterior motive, because you can't have no motive at all, especially when you don't know these people. Your motive got to be, I'm just going here to meet new people. If I meet some dope connections or people that we could do business with, cool. But I'm just going here to meet more people, so there's more people that I can know. I may run into them one day. So that should be your motive when you go into these rooms and you meeting different people. Just, you know what I'm saying? Getting a chance for people to see you, get to know you, have your name out there and stuff like that. And how you do things like that, because we ain't speak on it, is you can just look up events in your area. You know what I'm saying? Just see what's going on in your area.
Social media, Eventbrite. Meetup.com or something.
Right, and just go to, you know what I'm saying? And then the thing is, it's like a trickle effect, really, because when you go to things like that, when you're going to be meeting a lot of people, you ain't really going to be having to look for events no more, because people just going to be telling you, because everybody going to be knowing you. So they're just going to be telling you, you're going to be hearing about it now. You in and out everywhere, you know all these different people. But the first step is you got to be willing to do this. You got to look, because some people be scared to do that, to go in rooms they never been, around people they never been. It's like an uncomfortability that comes with it. But as we know, you got to be used to being uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Getting out your comfort zone,
be willing to go. You know what I'm saying? We all come from different backgrounds. Like, I come from a background where growing up, all I really knew was black people. I never really was around white people like that. Like, in my school, it was like one, it was some twins. They was the only two white people in our school. In the school with hundreds and hundreds of people. And in my neighborhood, for real, like, we ain't talk to no white people. But stuff like that. So growing up, when I got around white people, it was kind of like an uncomfortability, but I wasn't used to it. But, you know, joining the military, it's this majority white. So you lose that over time. But what I'm saying is, just get out of your comfort zone and go talk to people that don't come from similar backgrounds as you. Because the crazy part is, you will meet some people that come from completely different backgrounds. Y'all might be the closest in the world. Yeah. I remember one of my closest friends when I was in the military. He was from a affluent, wealthy family. He was white. Like, we came from two, like, the backgrounds was completely different. Like, if you seen us, you'd be like, how the fuck are y'all cool? Yeah, we ain't really have the same interests, you know what I'm saying? We can, but after a while, you get to know somebody, you'd be like, damn, this is a cool-ass person. This is a cool-ass person. But you probably would have never known that if you had just had the mentality of, oh, I'm not open to meeting people that's like me or come from similar environments like me. You would never know.
Yeah, and I want y'all to just think of it like this. It's just talking. It's nothing. You're not right. Doing some crazy, you know, complex, like, math problems, some ridiculous stuff. You literally just talking to people.
Yeah, that's facts.
Just, hey, how you doing? Well, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, simple, easy, quick and done. Like, you know, just get out of your head. Drop all these mental barriers you may have and, you know, all these bad conceptions you may have about other people and things like that and just... go for it. Get out your comfort zone. Meet some new people and boss your life up.
Boss your life up. Because literally, your life can literally change in 1 year. And I tweeted that. And for the people that don't know or they don't believe it, I'm here to tell you because I'm living, me and Deanna, we living proof. This time last year, like when we was coming out with the podcast last year this time, our life was really, like, completely different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we was getting ready to own our first property, but we didn't own any property yet. We was getting ready to close a deal on my first property, though. But we didn't know all the people we know now. We didn't have a top charting podcast. We didn't own a business. We didn't have an office. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have an abundance of different assets and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it might sound crazy to some people, but I'm, like I said, I'm living proof that your life could completely change in 1 year if you just get out your comfort zone, do things you never done, stay focused, stay down, keep your head down and stay focused and keep hustling. Your life literally can be completely different. You'd be like, damn, I ain't even see this coming. My life was totally different last year.
Yep. And
that's working at it every single day. Every single day. And just being open, meeting different people. Like, the people I know, a lot, like most of the people that I talk to now on a daily, it's people I didn't fucking know last year, which is crazy. It's like, if you go through my text message in my phone, it's a 90% of the people you're going to see is people literally I did not know at all last year. Not only that I didn't know, I never even heard of them. And this is a prime example. When you get out your comfort zone, it's different opportunities that come. You get to meet all different kinds of people. And then you become close to these people. And even if y'all don't become close, it's still a connection that you have.
Yeah.
And that's important. So that's pretty much all we got this episode, for real. It's just, we just want to express to y'all that get serious about this next year. Not only this next year, get serious about this next decade. Because this will be the most important decades in a long time. And just stay down, man. Like we said, your whole life could change in 1 year. And we all excited about 2020. I know I am. And I hope y'all are. And I'm sure y'all are excited about 2020. Because it's going to be a lot of dope things to come. And I know y'all doing a lot of dope things as well. So we just want to say, man, keep y'all head down. And once again, we thank y'all for tuning in for a whole year. Being a part of this journey with us and seeing our podcast grow. Seeing our growth throughout the podcast and seeing a lot of y'all grow throughout it as well. Like, people reach out to me all the time and just telling me how, like, they bought their first property, they bought their first stock, they did this, they did that, and they be like that, and they be saying this, it was because of the podcast. And I'm like, man, that's amazing. Like, that's love, man. Like, for real, like, that's so crazy to me. But we just want to say we definitely appreciate y'all. But in wrapping up, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, I was just going to close with, and don't forget, if y'all want to get budget sheets from us or goal planning sheets or the reflection and / accountability sheets, just DM me or hit us up and we'll get that to y'all ASAP.
Facts. And wrapping up, for those who don't know, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Xavier C. Miller. And what else? You can follow the Millionaire Mindsets podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Mindsets Pod. That's the letter M, and then the word Mindsets and Pod, P-O-D. And Deanna,
And you can follow me on Instagram at Deanna Kent and Twitter at Deanna S. Kent.
Yep. And that's all we got for y'all, man. Appreciate y'all for listening. Can't wait to see y'all in 2020. We can't wait to hear from y'all. And we super excited. And that's all we got for y'all this episode. Like I said, see y'all next episode. Peace. On the way to the big check. You ain't know I'm up next, but I'm on the way. You ain't take a risk cause you too afraid. I'ma just eat till I'm overweight. On the way.
A whole lot of shit on the way.
On the way.